BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden has accused Donald Trump of an overwhelming abuse of power over reports that the president tried to put pressure on Ukraine to launch a corruption investigation against him. In his latest comments to the press, Mr. Trump didn't deny the reports, saying, "It doesn't matter what I discuss." A Saudi minister has said his country will take appropriate action once the investigation into last week's attack on its oil installations is complete. But he's insisted that Iranian weapons were used and has rejected the claim by Houthi rebels in Yemen that they carried it out. A European human rights envoy has challenged officials in Chechnya about reports that gay people have been detained and tortured. The envoy said he didn't get the impression that Russia was doing enough to address rights violations there. There have been violent scenes at a climate change protest in Paris after it was infiltrated by activists associated with anarchist groups and by yellow vest supporters. Police fired tear gas after the radical groups broke shop windows, set up barricades and set fire to bins. More than 100 people were arrested. An anti-corruption law has come into force in Somalia. The government there hopes this will help it secure debt relief from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo said corruption was worse than cancer because it killed the whole of society. The Interior Ministry in Kazakhstan says 57 people have been arrested after attending opposition protests against Chinese influence in the cities of Almaty and Nur-Sultan. China invests heavily in Kazakhstan's energy sector but is accused of underpaying its Kazakh staff. Albania has suffered a 5.6 magnitude earthquake and a slightly weaker aftershock. It struck less than 40 kilometres from the capital, Tirana. The Defence Ministry said it was the strongest in 30 years. BBC News.